I want you to pay careful attention to this.
He's got his hand in his waistband. And he's a black male.
How old would you say he looks?
He's got a button on his shirt. Late teens.
Late teens, okay.
Something's wrong with him. He's coming to check me out. He's got something in his hands. I don't know what his deal is.
Okay, just let me know if he does anything,
an officer,
okay?
Over here.
Yeah, we got him on the way. Just let me know if this guy does anything else.
They always get away.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Okay.
First of all, we have an issue with him following him. Second of all, he's saying they always get away.
They
called him a coon.
Well, the problem, my first problem with this is he says he's in his truck.
Yeah.
Because that's his defense. I'm in my truck. Clearly, you are a bold-faced lie because you cannot be in your truck following a suspect, supposedly.
Yeah.
All this guy had in his possession was a hoodie that made him look suspicious.
Hoodie, Skittles, and, of course, a drink in his hand. And that was it. Say what you want to say right now. 1-888-965-0440. Good morning, Francine.
I just wanted to say that I think Zimmerman was a vigilante trying to get an opportunity to try out that new law. There was some other instances that had happened, but he just took the opportunity. So somebody walking down the street with a hoodie on just automatically assumed that they were suspicious and took it upon himself to follow this poor child after calling 911, and they told him not to do it. And I just don't understand how he can claim self-defense after they clearly have evidence, even on the 911 call, that, and even after the child was shot in the back. I don't know how self-defense could stand when you shoot somebody in the back if they're trying to run from you.
We definitely got our eyes on the case and waiting to see the outcome of this, definitely. Appreciate your comment this morning, okay?
Thank you.
Jonathan, good morning. Welcome to Say What You Want to Say. Talking about the case of Trayvon Martin, how do you feel about it?
That's not self-defense. First of all, he couldn't be out in public with a gun and discharge it out in open public. Secondly, self-defense has to do with eminent domain. If that boy wasn't threatening that man's property, then he wasn't a threat to that man. So that's not self-defense. He needs to quit playing with the law.
Well said. Appreciate you. Thank you for your comment this morning, okay?
Okay.
Dale, good morning. Welcome to Say What You Want to Say. Comment on the Trayvon Martin case. How do you feel about it?
Yes, sir. AV, I mean, I'm sorry to use this strong term, but I think I'm calling this thing an assassination. You know, I think that there was no reason for this individual, Zimmerman, to do what he did to Trayvon. You know, Trayvon was not doing anything. You know, the 9/11, the 911 tapes, you know, pretty much have been released. And, I mean, I'm just calling it an assassination. I mean, he tracked him down, he followed him, he shot him, and he killed him.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. And, you know, whether his justice is served or not, I mean, God's vengeance is mine. He's going to pay for this if he doesn't repent.
Well said. Appreciate your comment this morning,
Thank
okay?
You. Thank you.
Now, you know, you made a great point, Marcus. Kim Kardashian is walking down the red carpet. A lady flower bombs her and says, fur blank. She gets arrested on site for throwing flour on this woman. This man kills a child, he's not arrested. Something's wrong in America. Something's wrong.
Yeah. Coming back in the next hour and 45 minutes, want to get into some of the phone calls from the neighbors who witnessed what was going on outside. So we'll play that. Your points of power coming up in 10 minutes from 1 Corinthians chapter 4. And we're back in a matter of minutes with Pastor Marvin Sapp. And my testimony, it's 26 before the top of the hour.
Waking you up with faith, family, friends, and fun. It's the Yolanda Adams Morning Show on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.